This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Now, it's been 6 years since the popular comedy review Indie Cine Live went on hiatus, and it's now back with fresh new material. And of course, with Malaysia Baru, there's plenty of new material to riff on. The show will be running from the 19th to the 29th of July at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre. And joining me today are director and designer Kelvin Wong, writer Freddie Tan, and performer Amanda Ang. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us here.
We're really excited.
So, Kelvin, what's it like to make the big comeback after 6 years?
Yeah. Well, Indie Cine Live has always been on my bucket list ever since I came back 2 years ago. And when I came back, I founded a theatre company, and so that has been keeping me busy. Now that we are taking a break, currently I was hands got itchy again, lah. So I was like, okay, you know, I feel like this is a good time to bring back sketch comedy, because there's so much material around us, especially with the newly elected government as well. And I think audience members miss us as well.
How many have you personally directed?
So I directed the first one, yeah. The second, third, fourth, and this is our fifth one. So I pretty much directed everything.
You did all of them, yeah. Except for the Best Of, which was 2 years ago, which Freddie directed, right?
Yeah, that's when I think Kelvin is still in the States.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I directed that one.
And you've been on board almost from the start.
No, from the first one.
From the first,
yes.
But in various capacities.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. I started off as a stage manager in the first episode, and then second one I was actor, right? Mm-hmm. And then third one I started writing as well, and then fourth one is the same writer and actor, and then I directed the revival, and now I'm back as a writer.
You're back to writing.
Yes.
So Amanda is really the newbie on the Indie Cine blog.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched it. I've watched all of them, mm-hmm. and have been a big fan. I've been a big, big fan. So I've always wanted to be in it, and I was really disappointed when I couldn't join the fourth one, the last one that Kelvin directed before he left to the States.
And what is the concept of Indie Cine Live for those of us who haven't watched it?
So Indie Cine Live is a sketch comedy review, which means that one can expect anything from situational sketches to character sketches to song parodies to ads to even a section of breaking news where we update almost on a daily basis. So one can call it a variety show. It's less cabaret, more theater. And I believe there is something for everyone.
And how did the idea for Indie Cine Live begin? Mm-hmm. I guess way back in 2009,
10? Yeah. When I was director in residence then, I was given the free hand to do things that I felt was important by Joan Farida. And in addition to the shows that I was directing, I was also asking myself, okay, what else can we bring to the KL theater scene? I remember Instant Cafe Theater being very popular with their sketch comedy reviews as well. And I thought of doing something similar. I grew up watching Mad TV as well as SNL, and I really enjoyed political satire. And that got me thinking, it's like, hey, we can do with something like that over here. I mean, stand-up comedy is so has picked up in the past five to 10 years. And in terms of sketch comedy, we don't see a lot of groups still. Mm. And yeah, that's the story since. Mm.
And how does Indie Cine Live work in terms of the mechanics of it? Do all the writers mm-hmm. work on all the sketches together? Mm-hmm. Do the performers sort of sit down and work this out? What's the process?
Mm. I think when we came together, it was pretty experimental. This was in 2010 again. We didn't really know what we were doing, and so there was a lot of intuition that took place that we brought into the rehearsal process. Now, 8 years later, and with me having come back from grad school, there's more of a structure right now. We spend about five weeks writing, and at the same time, we then workshopped every weekend with the actors. And then about a month ago, that was when I had to make a choice of out of, say, 100 scripts, 100 ideas on a paper, and then funneling it down to 50, and then right now we've got 23 items on the menu.
Was it a month ago? I feel like it was just 2 weeks
ago. No,
we were really rushed as performers.
We started
some time ago.
Oh my gosh. But then more, there is definitely more structure today. It's more technical, and I believe this is the way forward.
How many writers do you have on board? It's a mix of seasoned writers as well as some newcomers to the Indocine Live concept.
We currently have 6 writers, and we've got 6 writers and 10 performers. One of our writers is also doubling up as a performer. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at a very diverse group over here. Different backgrounds, different cultures, different takes in terms of their political views as well. And I think that is what makes it really interesting.
Freddie, tell me a little bit about being part of this huge writing team.
It's very interesting because, like, I've been involved almost every episode, right? So I can see the evolution, I would say, in terms of how we work together. Because like what Kelvin said earlier in the day, so we can just write whatever that we think, oh, it's funny. But right now, we have to be a little bit more structured, like what you said. And also, when we work together, yes, there are some scripts that we collaborate with more than one writers. But there are a lot of time that we realize we have to use our own strengths. Like, for example, like myself, I will have to tackle certain type of scripts, maybe something that a little bit more Chinese, that a bit more like with language and stuff like that. Whereas some other writers may be better at songs or whatever. So that's how we learn. And I like this current process because we get to work with the actors almost every weekend. Every weekend, actually. And we get to draw their strengths as well. And because the thing is that about sketch comedy, what's more important sometimes is may not be the context or the message, but the character. So we want to make sure that the actors somehow shine as well.
So as the sole representative of the actors here, Amanda, what is it like being an actor in Indocine Live?
Oh, wow. It's very exciting because, okay, like again, every single weekend when we were going through the writing process, when we get these scripts, because first off, what happened is we all got together and Kelvin would ask us to come up with topics, right? So we have this bank of topics to just get into, and then the writers would just get to it, write a couple of scripts from the topics that they like, and then when the actors come in, they'll be like, okay, you know what? I want to see how you guys can improve this. And it's a lot of, okay, sometimes it gets a little bit stressful, I will say, because there's a lot of time constraint. I mean, it's like 4 or 5 hours of rehearsal on the weekend. And with the amount of script that we have, and we have to come up with a finishing idea or a polished idea in like, say, 20 minutes. And it's like, my gosh, really? This is supposed to be like show material right now? Yeah, so. But and it's great because we are in that same process with the writers. It does feel a lot more like we are more integrated.
Together, yeah.
And you play different characters throughout the show, wouldn't you?
My goodness. Oh 13, my gosh.
Yeah. And
13,
so
14 characters,
13,
actually.
13, 14,
wow.
yeah.
That is a lot, huh?
And it's quite varying. I'm a Malay auntie in one, and then I'm this Chinese headmistress in one, and it's really a variety.
And it sounds like it sounds like it's such a collaborative process as well, because it's not just the writer sort of coming up with the script and passing it on to you, but you also have some input into how the characters materialize.
Yep, for devised pieces, I guess this is very much close to that.
It's quite different from the writer's point of view as well, because the thing is that right now we're in the time that's very interesting. Things are still changing. So sometimes certain scripts that we wrote, we have to actually constantly update them. Sometimes, you get a text from Kelvin, hey, can you change this? I'm like, okay, I thought my job is done, But yeah, you actually have to constantly change them.
Yeah, right. It's quite interesting because we currently have a script about a certain high-profile politician who might be put behind bars right now. And so... And
cannot
so,
who that
cannot
is.
Figure out
right.
who that might
yeah,
be.
Yeah, and
so... Many of them.
And so about a month ago, we would not have been able to see what would have happened later. And so the context and the premise that this particular sketch was a month ago is quite different from how it is right now. And we actually don't know what's going to happen.
Sure.
I mean,
like,
things might actually change. I've told you that there are 23 items that we are presenting. It might be 40. It might be 14.
hey, don't do that to us.
and to also add to your question, question just now, Shamila. I believe we as theatre makers have also matured in the sense that, sure, we are in a different political context right now. The climate's different. But at the same time, I feel like we've grown as a people compared to, say, eight years ago when I was, when we were in our mid-20s compared to, we're kind of in our early 30s right now. And I believe, we look at things differently. We respond to things differently. And I believe that there's more urgency as of this point. And I think it's great that Indie Cine Live is back.
I was actually wondering about this as to when you decided to bring Indie Cine Live back, because the timing is perfect. Mm. Obviously, there's plenty of new material.
Mm. Yep.
Did you only decide after the election?
No. The idea came about early this year when I was speaking with Joan Ferreira, because I was aware that the season with my theatre company was going to end. And so I had a pocket of time, and then I approached them, and they also mentioned that, hey, this was also in our minds. And then Indie Cine Live then came about.
But then in that sense, from the time that you decided you'd bring it back to now, lots has changed.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
The timing was great, because I remember clearly that we had our audition, or callback.
Mm-hmm. No, before the elections.
3 days before the election. So we're like, okay, what am I supposed to write? I don't know, because we may win, we may lose, we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
so we're like, okay, I don't know. So it was really interesting.
It also came up, once the results of the most recent general elections were announced, the first thing that we talked about when we came together the first time after our interviews as well as auditions, so what do we think people are going to find funny these days?
Mm-hmm.
What can we poke fun at? Is it still tasteful to poke fun at things that we might find funny before the general elections compared to right now?
Yeah, and we started writing like two and a half months before our show date, and we have to kind of like predict, okay, will this kind of thing still be irrelevant? We have to look at expiry date. We have to look at all these kind of things. But previously, we don't need to, because they are always the same. Yeah. Right now, it's every day things are changing.
Yeah, I think to a certain extent, we in Indie Cine Live back then took for granted that the status quo was going to be that.
Right.
That as much as we theater artists or anyone were to challenge it, that was not going to change.
Correct.
But then now that the climate's different right now, I think that's great. That also challenges and pushes us in terms of what are we going to advocate now? What are we going to put a magnifying glass on? What are we going to ask of people? What are our roles as theater makers? Not just in terms of Indie Cine Live sketch comedy, but generally, what are our roles as artists right now?
Yeah, and I think speaking of like generally as well, I think it's another thing to be said about being in a space like that where the performers and the writers are working together. And when you're workshopping, you're going to think that it's hilarious, right? It's freaking hilarious. But then you got to recognize whether or not, is it just funny to me or to us because we know each other, or is it going to be funny for the public as well? How will the public take it?
Yeah, right? Totally. Yeah. Some sketches.
I'm shots in Irila.
Yeah. There are some sketches which are timeless, funny then, funny now. There are some sketches, again, it was funny yesterday, not so funny today anymore. And so I suppose we are constantly working on this slightly cracked glass, and I find that that's what makes it really exciting.
Mm. So on that note, we need to take a quick break.
Sure.
But when we come back, I'd love to hear more about the specifics, maybe without spoilers, about what are some of the things that we might be able to laugh at.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to Kelvin Wong, Freddie Tan and Amanda Ang from the comedy review show Indie Cine Live. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to director and designer Kelvin Wong, writer Freddie Tan, and performer Amanda Ang about Indie Cine Live, which will be showing at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre from the 19th to the 29th of July. So before we went on break, you were talking about how there was so much sort of evolution in what kind of jokes you wanted to make and what you can make fun of, particularly because the climate in Malaysia has changed so much.
Yeah.
So what are some of the themes or specific sort of maybe stories or ideas that we'll be seeing in the show?
Okay, the thing I like about this time round is because like before we even put our pen down to write, we like Calvin asked us to just pull up like ideas, and we categorize them into like three categories. So number one is political, number two is social, and number three is pop culture. So from there, you can tell that we currently cover so many things. Like what Kevin said earlier, some things are definitely timeless and some things you need to kind of know the context. So if you're in the know, you know what's going on, then only it can be funny. So for us, I like that variety. I really like the diversity. And I think we covered pretty much quite evenly. I don't think it was going to be like 60% political and whatever. Yeah. So I think it's quite evenly
spread. We try to spread the net as wide as possible and then see what works along the way. Mm-hmm. And I believe what we're going to present next week to the public is a combination and a culmination of what the actors have brought in, what's important to them. Same goes especially with the writers as well. And at the same time, we're kind of still in the creative process. So it's a bit hard to tell. But I would say we've somehow, in one way or another, as I mentioned earlier, you know, there were about 100 scripts to choose from, 100 ideas,
yeah.
Right? I would say that we've brought in almost everything that we think is crucial or pertinent to then put on the Malaysian stage. Yeah.
Some are like really your daily life issues. For example, I think I can tell this one.
Of course,
I think there's this one sketch about parking.
Parking?
Yeah, parking.
Okay.
As simple as that. So, yeah, something like parking. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, you have some political sketches. You also have...
Oh, social media.
Social media.
You know, we have about sort of like influencers.
And how about we do this? We go one by one in terms of, you know, the issues that we've explored. So I'm going to take women and women in the workplace.
Malaysia Baru.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keeping it general, but
yes,
okay.
So it's literally about Malaysia Baru.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, I just said it just now. Social media.
Yeah. You have to think of a new one.
Oh, darn it. Think of a new one. Oh, there's so many, actually. Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Oh, you can actually tell us about some of the characters you play. I think that would be...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You have 14, right?
Yeah. You do. One of them includes a mama. landscape of bananas. Chinese people who don't speak Chinese.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's also the issue, the recent issue with a certain eatery that was went viral.
So
on,
yes, when you
on
said
social
mama,
media.
I was
yes,
going to
yes,
ask.
Yes, yes,
you
know, yes.
Are you specifically talking about?
Oh, yeah. You're very close.
Yes,
to
you were
my
close.
Goodness.
Yeah.
So what is it? What is the dynamic between? It sounds like for something like this to work, you need to have a rapport, chemistry going on between cast and writers.
Mm. Oh my god!
What's it like to be there? You know, as an actor.
As an actor, okay. I think that what's really nice about this process is that Kelvin had from the beginning already told us what the process is going to be like, right? And when that happens, it's easier for the writers to actually give more leeway on how their scripts will be changed. And it also gives us, the performers, the ability to explore more.
Mm.
And that's I think that's very important. The first thing is coming inside and knowing that, okay, everyone's going to have an open mind. Fantastic. Mm. And even if our idea of humor is not going to be the same, at the very least, it's going to be workshop. It can be workshop by different groups of performers and writers to give it the most punch.
Mm.
Right? The one that would resonate most with people.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, you mentioned earlier about how we do have a very active stand-up scene now in Malaysia. But the other thing that's been happening in the last 8 years is that we have so much access to comedy, you know, because of online and YouTube, and we get stuff from all over the world. Is it then a little bit more challenging to put on something like Indecine Live because people's frame of reference and modes of comparison now are so much wider?
I think it's there is something very Malaysian about Indecine Live, and when I come in as a director to then choose pieces, to then make creative choices, when our writers and actors come in with their creative input as well, I think we consciously or most of the time subconsciously have in mind that it is the urban English-speaking Malaysian audience whom we are going to play to, which would be very different if we were to, for instance, play to a very international audience. Because, sure, you know, we're in a globalized world, but then there are still certain things that a certain group of people know or are familiar with that another group might not be. And so we're very clear about our target audience. I think it's also very important to note that for sketch comedy, it's enough to make people laugh just by presenting the status quo in the sense of, hey, you know, this is what's happening in our world today. And then when you come into the audience, we're just telling you what's going on. But I think sketch comedy needs to do more than that. It's what I call the few C's, you know, that we talked about in the writing process. I think it's very important for us to come in as artists with a certain cry or commentary or a call to action or a critique. And I think that is when comedy is then, or humor isn't tied to something that is potentially painful or discouraging or uncomfortable.
Yeah, and we have all that. Yeah,
yeah. You're
right.
Much,
I mean, we don't much, only yeah. make the audience laugh. Mm. We're hoping to make them think.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I feel like humor, for humor to take place, there must be some essence of truth, a kind of a recognition on part of audiences that laughing then becomes a kind of a defense mechanism toward something that, hey, we might not actually turn our eyes to or want to look into or take for granted on an everyday basis.
To sort of confront some of those uncomfortable realities, but perhaps with a little bit of cushioning in some way.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
In a lighter tone, I would say. Yeah.
I feel like people feel safe with comedy. There is a kind of safety. And I feel like with in Disney Life 5 this round, again, you know, with the evolution and with the maturity as well, we are less afraid to make a stand on certain things. Mm. And in that sense, we are also then pushing the boundaries of what sketch comedy can do when we invite audiences in.
I found it interesting when you said earlier about the idea of now that we are in a new political status quo, does it then become almost tasteless or picking an easy target to make fun of the things we used to make fun of before? And how did you work around these issues?
Actually, to be frank, yeah, you can say that there are a lot of things to write about, but actually it's harder to write for me as a writer. I feel like it's easier back then because things like what Kelvin said, we take things for granted and things haven't been changed for like the past maybe 10, 20 years. So with new things coming in and all, right, yes, you have so many things you need to think about. You have to ask yourself, do I need to on the filter or do I need to off it? Mm-hmm. And I find like sometimes picking topics, because there are so many. Sometimes reading newspaper is funnier. So you can't top that, right? I mean, how can you top truth when it's 100% ridiculous? Mm-hmm. You're like, if it's already ridiculous, there's no point for me to add another layer of things. So sometimes it's a little bit, we have to think outside the box. Last time, we just need to add a little bit of stuff. That's it. Right now, we really need to repackage the whole thing and maybe take two steps back and then see what else can we present.
Other than yourself, Freddie, who are some of the other writers that are working on the team?
Aside from myself, I think there's a few more. I mean, of course, you have Terence Toh.
Terence Toh, who's a musical theatre writer. He's also a journalist.
Yeah, but I think he specialised in songs, like song parodies. Mm-hmm. And we also have Arif Kamil, who is also doubling up as an actor. And we have Wesha. Veshalini
Naidu, who's new, you know, and it's very interesting having Vesha as well as the younger ones on the team, because we definitely see a kind of a generational gap in terms of what's important to us. Late, mid millennials compared to the Gen Zs.
Yeah.
You know,
I really like that because sometimes we will suggest songs and we would think of like the oldies and they're like, I don't know that song. Like, hey, okay, all right, maybe take two steps. Should we still use that song? Mm. Or should we change to something else? And sometimes they may suggest some songs that I've never even heard of. Like,
my goodness,
you know,
yeah.
Some fresh ones. You're like, huh, what? Then we also have Tung Jit Yang, who is currently one of the director in residence of KL Pack.
Yes. And what about the actors?
Oh, okay. You're going to have some familiar faces. You have Alfred, who's been doing this for a long time. I've been doing theater for a long time.
Alfred Lowe.
Yes, Alfred Lowe. And then we have
Noor
Zakwan.
Yes, Minhui.
Minhui, who is pretty fresh. And
we have Jeremy Ui, who's joining us back again. We've got Kamini Senthilathevan, who's new with us, but very brilliant, very brilliant actor.
Great.
So what exactly is it about the format of Indie Cine Live that, in your opinion, works so well?
Great for people with short attention span.
I think what I like about it is because, like, you have so many sketches, right? So you may find one or two a little bit boring or not your cup of tea, but you have 20 more. Yeah. So many other things. And then the thing is that because we are in a very, I would say, intimate space, so everything is very personal to an extent. If you know... So, and sometimes you like the kind of environment because when someone, like, you have like 20 other people laughing, you will join them.
Yeah. I think there is something very human about coming together again, you know, spending time, coming together, allocating a certain time in a certain space, responding to the same things in a collective manner. But then I think comedy ups the camaraderie between them. And as Freddie's mentioned, you know, we've got some sketches that span a minute. We've got some going up to three. None of them go more than four. So really, you don't really know what's going to happen next because in that sense as well, in terms of choosing the pieces that we're going to present, there is not really a narrative as well. I mean, if there is a narrative, the closest that I think we get to is the fact that these are our stories and these are things that we should pay attention to and these are things that we sometimes, again, take for granted.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a little like a blind taste test where you don't know what you're going to be fed. Yeah.
I think that's a really good way of putting it. Yeah, I like that.
But then, I mean, of course, there's this worry at the end of the day, you know, are we funny?
Yeah, that's true.
Are we funny?
Let
I mean, us like, know, guys. Come on. Come and watch us.
We offensive? You know,
you can stay back and tell us, hey, you sucked. You weren't funny. That's okay. That's cool. Maybe we'll get you as a writer the next one.
I think it's also very important for people to come to a show, to a performance like Indie Cine Live with an open mind. You know, because I believe if one were to come in sticking to your truths, whatever they might be, might not be a very humorous experience. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, when we put these up, we are not telling the world that this is the only way to go. These are a group of urban, young-ish individuals coming together, and this is our collective point of view.
It's great to have you back after 6 years.
We're so glad.
Thank you for coming on, guys. It was great having you.
Thank you so much.
Well, I've been speaking to director and designer Kelvin Wong, writer Freddie Tan, and performer Amanda Ang about their comedy review show Indie Cine Live, which is back after a six-year hiatus. The show is running from the 19th to the 29th of July at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre, and tickets are priced at 60 ringgit and 50 ringgit with concessions, and are available at ticketpro.com.my or at the KL Pack box office. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row and The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.